Hello friends, welcome to this learning session of chapter 6, Revenue Cycle Management. What we are going to learn in this session, we are going to learn about revenue cycle management in healthcare. Then we are going to learn about stages in revenue cycle management, and also healthcare revenue cycle process we will understand. Which are the problems and the solution for those problems in revenue cycle management we will understand, and lastly we will also cover revenue cycle management system. So let's start learning. So what is this revenue? Revenue is nothing but income, especially when an organization and of a substantial nature by Oxford Dictionary. Revenue is the money a company receives in payment for its products or services. Revenue is not a profit, but instead it is the total amount of money earned by the organization before deducting any expenses or taxes. So revenue has a significant impact on profits. It is the important to credit the widest possible difference between the cost and the revenue of the business. So, from the revenue earned, when you reduce or deduct the cost, the profit emerges. So, there is a very simple formula. Profit is equal to revenue minus cost. Now, what is this definition of revenue cycle healthcare? According to Healthcare Financial Management Association, the definition is all administrative and clinical functions that contribute to capture, management and collection of a patient service revenue. Healthcare revenue cycle involves several steps such as patient registration, insurance verification and eligibility, medical documentation, chart review and coding, claim submission, payment positioning and accounts receiving and collections. Any incorrect or even mistaken entry at any point of the revenue cycle can turn it into a vicious cycle. The further a mistaken entry moves into the revenue cycle, the more difficult it becomes to trace and rectify it. Revenue cycle management in healthcare is the process of managing claim processes, payment and revenue generation. Revenue cycle management healthcare helps a medical practice to increase the revenue by proper claim management, and if the claim is paid partly or if it is paid after a long period of time, then the resources from the accounts receivable and collection department need to be utilized in order to get the claim settled. This delay in claim payment and consecutive follow-ups from the accounts receivable and collection department would generally have a negative effect on the revenue cycle. So let's see the key players in revenue cycle management of healthcare. Time management and productivity plays a key elements in the healthcare of revenue cycle management. There are four key players involved in the revenue cycle management of a healthcare, namely patient, healthcare provider, billing company and insurance payer. It is very important that all the four payers align their goals and work in tandem so the revenue cycle process runs smoothly. Now let's take a small overview how this revenue cycle management is changing. Due to the automation of a revenue cycle process, today computers have replaced the typewriters used by the medical transcriptionist. Servers have replaced the file cabinets used to store the medical records documentation. Electronic dictionaries and softwares have replaced traditional dictionaries and coding manuals, and electronic data interchange has replaced US Postal Service to send claims. This automation has led to reduce the billing cycle period as well as decrease in the amount of errors. Thus, human interference is still very crucial in revenue cycle management process to help it run in an effective manner. Efficient practice management software seamlessly integrates patients' registration, insurance verification and real-time eligibility, medical documentation, chart review and coding claim submission, payment posting and accounts receivable and collections. If a single software handles the whole revenue cycle process, it would be easier to detect the mistakes early and rectify it in a timely manner, thereby preventing any ripple effect that would occur later on during the process. A medical practice choice of a practice management software should be largely centered on how the revenue cycle management needs to be implemented. A right choice of practice management software would lead the medical practice on the path of ascent, whereas wrong choice of practice management software would lead the medical practice on the path of descent. Researchers from the California Nurses Association analyzed the data reported by the insurance payers and found out that 22% of the claims submitted were rejected. It is believed that out of the claims rejected, that is 22%, almost 40% were never resubmitted due to the claims being lost or missed. The claims resubmission is done after the time of deadline specified, or the healthcare provider purposely does not resubmit the claim thinking that the amount is not significant enough to go through the hassles of appeals and follow-ups. Another important reason to develop an efficient revenue cycle is working on claim denials and claim rejections. Maximum number of these claims is denied for tribal reasons, and revenue cycle management helps to identify those insignificant cause and the root it out so that lesser amount of denial occur, thereby increasing the medical practice revenue. A proper revenue cycle management works on each and every stage of the revenue cycle to increase the payments and collections while decreasing the write-offs. So, which are the stages in revenue cycle management? We can describe the revenue cycle management is consisting of main three stages: pre-service stage, service stage and post-service stage. Now, what is this pre-service stage? Pre-service stage consists of all activities prior to the patient's encounter with the healthcare provider, or in other words, prior to the patient receiving any kind of healthcare service. The patient's call to the medical practice, gathering of all information, patient's demographic and patient's insurance, verification of the insurance information, real-time eligibility, authorization information and financial position of the patient, payments due in the past, all this form part of the pre-service stage. Service stage is the actual point where the patient receives the healthcare service for the medical element. This service stage is the core activity stage of a revenue cycle management. The patient visiting the clinic or a hospital, patient's encounters with the healthcare provider, medical transcription, medical coding and medical billing are part of these service stages. The service stage consumes most of the resources of any medical practice. Let's discuss about post-service stage. What happens in this? Post-service stage is the last stage of the revenue cycle management after the health care service to the patient has been delivered. Claim submission, patient settlement, patient statement, invoice payment posing, accounts receivable, working on denials and appeals, write-offs and refunds, and assigning to collection agency form part of the post-service stage. So to summarize, the three stages of revenue cycle management comprised of all the administrative, clinical and financial functions of medical practice. Now let's learn healthcare revenue cycle process. Generally, this process involves certain steps, and broadly there are 10 steps. Which are those? First step is patient verification and scheduling. Then comes patient and provider encounter, medical transcription, charge entry, medical coding, claim submission, payment posting, accounts receivable, write-off, refund or collections, and the last one is closing of account. These are the 10 steps of healthcare revenue cycle process. Let's learn it step by step. Number one, patient verification and scheduling. This is the first step in the process which kickstarts the revenue cycle. It includes pre-registration, verification and scheduling process. Pre-registration is usually done through the phone call or online patient pre-registration portal. After the details are obtained by the office medical staff, either by online portal or by phone call, insurance eligibility is confirmed with the help of insurance payer via batch or a real-time eligibility. If all the above processes are successful, the patient's appointment is scheduled. Also at this stage, the medical office staff will counsel the patient regarding their financial obligations called the patient's responsibility. This process includes the following activities. Inform the patient about the copay, coinsurance and deductibles. Obtain signed consent form for the treatment and PHI privacy. Also to obtain an advance beneficiary notice of non-coverage if required, and also to obtain an advance directive form. This is usually obtained for inpatient services. Now let's learn about this advance beneficiary notice coverage and advance directive slightly in detail. Advance beneficiary notice of a non-coverage is undertaking signed by the patient to pay from his own pocket for medical service delivered by the provider. And advance directives may be a form, living will, or a power of attorney document written in advance mentioning the patient's choice for medical services, or mentioning the name of a person who can make these choices for the patient in case the patient is unable to make decisions. For example, if the patient is in coma or if he is suffering from Alzheimer. In non-emergent condition, registration, verification and counseling are performed before admitting the patient. But in emergency conditions, hospitals has to follow EMTALA directives, that is Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act rule, passed in 1986 as a part of the consolidated omnibus budget reconciliation act. United States hospitals are obliged to treat patients coming to the emergency department. The nurse who attends accident and emergency cases in the hospital will assess the patient, and treatment will begin in order to stabilize the condition of a patient without waiting for the patient's registration and insurance verification. Step number two, patient and provider encounter. In this step, the patient's initial encounter with the healthcare provider occurs And at this point, the provider will interview the patient and perform a physical examination. The more structured and detailed the interview of a patient, the easier it will get for the provider to develop the working diagnosis for the patient. Based on the observations, the provider will chart out the recommendations and plan for the patient and will record it for the medical transcription department to create a medical report. The third step, medical transcription. Some tech-savvy healthcare provider tend to document the medical report on their own with the help of various different type of functions built within the EMR or EHR applications in the form of voice recognition, template creation, macro creation, etc. But significant amount of healthcare providers still follow traditional approach of dictating and recording the audio file, which is then assessed by the medical transcriptionist and medical report is created for the respective patient. The medical report will contain all the billable medical services provided to the patient for medical coding team. Step number 4, charge entry. In this process, charges are entered, that is, all the details are keyed in at this juncture. This is the point in the revenue cycle where claim or bill is actually gets generated. The medical biller is assigned with the job of a charge entry, wherein a unique account for the patient is created for a reference. It is this unique account number that will be used to query for any issues of regarding claim or for use in future to access the patient's account details from the medical billing software. The medical biller will also enter the demographics of the patients, the insurance details and the charges of the medical services into the medical billing software. The fifth step is medical coding, and it is the key step in the revenue cycle process. It is one of the most skilled administrative departments of the hospital, requiring good medical, interpersonal, comprehensive and analytical skill. They comprehend the medical report, interact with the providers and assign medical codes to each of the billable service. Each and every service of which the healthcare provider needs to be reimbursed should be assigned a unique diagnosis or a procedure code. The diagnosis code is assigned with the help of ICD-9 or ICD-10 coding manual, while the procedure ancillary service code is assigned with the reference of the CPT or HCPCS. The diagnosis code and procedure code should match up in the order to be reimbursed. If there is a mismatch between the diagnosis code and the procedure code, or diagnosis code is not definitely enough, the claim will be denied. Claim scrubbing is rapidly being integrated as a basic feature in all the leading billing medical billing softwares. Claim scrubbing is the process of verifying the claims for any errors and checking its format compatibility with the insurance payer. The sixth step, claim submission. The claim submission beckons the start of the post-service stage. Choice of correct claim and with the right charges entered into the specific data fields of the claim forms are important to convey the information to the insurance payer. Some hospitals submit the claims directly, while others appoint a clearing house to submit the electronic claims. Before the submission of the claim to the insurance payer, it should be thoroughly inspected for accuracy, integrity, and compliance set by the statutory bodies. Clearing houses are intermediaries between the healthcare practices and insurance payers that help to transmit electronic claims to the insurance payers in secure way. Claim adjudication is the process of paying the submitted claims or rejecting or denying them after examining the claim to benefit or coverage requirements. The insurance player will send an EOB or ERA explaining the outcomes of the claim adjudication process. Typically, the three outcomes of the claims adjudication are either to accept or to deny or to reject. The seventh step is billing posting, and it is the job of the medical biller to do the payment posting, that is entering the details of the explanation of benefits or electronic remittance advice into the respective patient's account. Please remember these terms: explanation of benefits, EOB, and electronic remittance advice, ERA. The medical biller has to enter the denial code for the accounts receivable to follow up the prepare the patient's invoice. Eighth step is account receivable. According to the practice profitability index, 65% of the physicians see declining reimbursement rates as the top issue negatively affecting medical practice profitability. The declining reimbursement rates coupled with the rejection rate of claims by the insurance payers will act as an impediment to the growth of a medical practice. It is timely and proactively measured to palliate the adverse effects of the rejection rate of claims is overseen by the accounts receivable department, as they play a decisive role in keeping the accounts receivable within 120 days time limit. Let's see the difference between claim rejection and claim denial. There are always instances where the claim is denied or claim is rejected. Now let's see one factor: time. Claim rejection. These claims are rejected before going into the adjudication process, whereas claim denial, these claims are denied after going into the adjudication process. Record. No record for the claim rejection is kept with the insurance payer, whereas if the claim is denial, then record for claim denial is always kept with the insurance payer. If the claim is rejected, then an electronic claim error is simply sent to the billing company, whereas an explanation of benefit is sent to the billing company if the claim is denied. Rejected claims need to be resubmitted as new claim after making necessary changes, whereas denied claims are appealed after appropriate correction. And claim forms, format error, inaccurate patient's date of birth or policy number sent to wrong insurance players, the claim is straight away rejected. But diagnosis or procedure code, if gets mismatched or eligible claim, then the claim is denied. A structured and well-organized accounts receivable department is essential to carry out the process of generating different kind of reports, which will help in analyzing the pain points and effective measures to be taken to counteract the causative factors. The reports can be obtained in the form of spreadsheet or graphical representation. Some of the most types of reports generated by most AR departments are collection aging report, procedure payment analysis report, insurance carrier report, key performance indicator report, denial management report. The ninth step in healthcare revenue cycle process is write-off, collection agency, and refund. There will always exist a class of patients who are delinquent to make the payments. Having defined those accounts and ensured that all efforts have been made by the AR department to collect the payment, the AR department is left with two options: either to write off the account or to send it to the collection agency. Write off amount is the amount that healthcare provider deducts from the billed amount and does not expect to collect, thereby writing it off the accounts receivables owned by the payers or patients. Usually, if amount is nominal, it may be written off. But if the amount is significant, then it is turned over to the collection agency. Last step, that is closing of account. This is the last step of the post service stage as well as the revenue cycle as a whole. Once the final payment is received and recorded by the billing department, the revenue cycle for the respective claim is complete. At this stage, the balance of account is zero. All the documentations for the particular claim will be filed accordingly for any future reference and financial report is generation. Every organization has their own specific way of working and need to reinvent their revenue cycle based on their very specific needs and resources to successfully enhance their productivity and profitability. Yes, this revenue cycle management may come across some problems, and for every problem there is a solution also. Revenue cycle management in healthcare is in process of managing claim process, payment and revenue generation. The main objective of this revenue cycle management is to ensure that the claims are paid up to the maximum possible threshold within a specific period of time. On close dissection of 10-step revenue cycle process, it can be noticed that over the life of the revenue cycle, there are scores of opportunities where simple errors can creep into the cycle. A core competence of a dynamic revenue cycle management lies in detecting these errors, getting to the root cause of it, and implementing policies that would eradicate or eliminate such errors from occurring in the future. In revenue cycle management, there is a possibility of problems or errors, and for every problem there is a solution also. Say for example, in pre-service stage, errors can occur in revenue cycle. Error range from typing in inaccurate demographics of the patient, keying inaccurate insurance information of the patient, not verifying the patient's eligibility, or not obtaining pre-authorization, etc. So what is the solution for this problem? The medical practice should always hire a trained and well-educated staff to handle the registration and verification process. A real-time eligibility of the patient's insurance coverage should be performed without fail. During service stage, some errors or problems can come up in such form of an inability to collect the co-pay or co-insurance, inaccurate coding, improper claim form, kind of a problems can erupt. For this, solution can be the office staff should be instructed to communicate to the patient about co-pay, co-insurance and deductibles not met before the scheduled appointment and after eligibility verification. This would reduce the outstanding on the patient's responsibility. An internal scrutiny should be performed to ensure that there is no mismatch between the diagnosis code and the procedure code, to check from the completeness of the claims and to check accuracy of the claims before it is sent to the insurance payer. During the post-service stage, also few errors can take place. Delay in refunding the overpayments, inability to collect the patient's responsibility, insufficient management of rejected or denied claims, etc. The solution for this kind of a problems is the accounts receivable department should generate all kinds of reports possible in order to track the claims life at each and every stage. Accounts receivable department should hire staff who are polite, so as to patiently listen and answer all the queries raised by the patient, and in case the patient is unable to pay, should guide them towards a certain other avenues such as obtaining a financial aid or interest-free loan, etc. A desirable revenue cycle management solution should have the capability to shorten the billing cycle by assisting the medical billing department in producing more and more clean claims and less write-offs. It is imperative to choose a good revenue cycle management solution, as it has the capacity to make or break a medical practice. Some of the basic features of a revenue cycle management solutions are as follows: real-time data, ability to integrate and upgrade, security, hybrid, patient-focused, and mobility. Let's learn this step by step, but in a brief way. What is real-time data? A revenue cycle management solution should be able to generate a real-time data instantly and make them available for use by front office staff, back office staff, and the providers. There are typically three types of real-time data required in the revenue cycle. Number one, real-time eligibility, which is usually used by the front office staff. Then real-time report generation, which is usually used by the back office staff. And real-time clinical information, which is usually used by the providers. These detailed reports are used for effective decision making that would help to proper management all aspects of patient's care, such as clinical, financial, as well as administrative. A revenue cycle management system ability to integrate and upgrade is very important. In this dynamic environment where the rules constantly changing, the medical practice should have a revenue cycle management system that offers great level of flexibility and scalability to adopt the changing business rules at any time in future. The integration of the revenue cycle management system with other applications used in the hospital will allow for the easy data sharing across the healthcare delivery system, because the blend of heterogeneous system will not only make it difficult to identify problem causing areas, but also make it extremely difficult to generate reports. Therefore, revenue cycle management system should be dynamic, with ability to integrate with the other application as well as to be upgraded as and when it is required. Revenue cycle management system must have security also. It should have a robust and comprehensive security feature. Why? Because care has to be taken to ensure that the system is HIPAA certified, as it would play a critical role in determining the HIPAA compliance process of the medical practice. It should have enough administrative, physical, and technical safeguards to prevent and misuse of any protected health information. Features such as role-based access control, unique username and password, data encryption, etc. are essential for any revenue cycle management. Role-based access control is restraining an individual to access only those files and folders which are essential to perform the individual's job duties. Levels access is granted strictly to only minimum required data depending on the employee's job responsibilities. Further to this, an ideal revenue cycle management solution should be able to handle both professional side as well as the institutional side billing. According to the recent reports, hospitals are on buying spree or are forming hospital provider partnership. Hospitals are aggressively taking over other private medical practices to increase their patient base, hoping to increase their profitability. Therefore, in this existing market where the marriage between hospitals and practices are growing rapidly, and revenue cycle management system which can handle both the professional and institutional billing and integrate seamlessly will be advisable. One of the other function would be for the revenue cycle management solution to be able to handle different insurance carriers effectively without any standard incompatibility. Revenue cycle management should be patient focused. Now, if you observe lately, patients have become more aware and want actively to participate in the clinical and financial decisions regarding their healthcare. If a patient on a regular basis can track their ongoing healthcare progress, both in terms of the clinical as well as in financial aspect, it would greatly help in making an informed decision and would help in developing a positive relationship between patient and the provider. HIPAA encourages utilizing healthcare technologies to increase patient involvement in the order to eligible for the incentive program set up by the Medicare or Medicaid. The patients involving to join decision making will also healthcare providers cut cost on several grounds such as registration and scheduling. Financial counseling. Patient to calculate and estimated of the patient's responsibility. Collections by electronic fund transfer from patient's account, etc. Revenue cycle management system, if he has got a mobility, it's a great advantage. Healthcare providers are always pressed for a time and require a kind of a revenue cycle management system that would help them to do their job function even on the move. Having a real-time situation of a particular account or a medical practice anytime and anywhere would enhance the ability to provider to perform their job duties more efficiently. Lately, mobile applications such as cell phone, laptops and tablet PC are playing a major role in revenue cycle management. And revenue cycle management supporting the above features would cause a positive impact on the revenue cycle managing the financial aspects as well as the clinical aspects of care, and at the same time changing towards the better care coordination. Implementation of a wrong revenue cycle management system would impact the hospital's financial stability and affect the future performance. One fundamental question that needs to be kept in mind before zeroing down the and revenue cycle management system is to review the need and budget of a medical practice or a hospital and a select system that fits in the hospital's budget as the well fulfills the current and future needs. So in this session, we were supposed to cover certain things which we have already covered, like revenue cycle management and healthcare, stages in revenue cycle management, healthcare revenue cycle process, revenue cycle management problems and its solutions, and revenue cycle management system also. So thanks for attending this session. Wishing you good day. Thank you.